Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
WWE is trying to sign stars from AEW. We'll talk about that, plus a full rundown of yesterday's AEW Full Gear media call, and a former WWE star goes for a top indie title. For Friday, November the 6th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Well, Taz, we are getting our first look at Ben Carter here tonight, a very highly touted athletic, high-flying athlete from the UK.
Yeah, a lot of buzz, to your point, Excalibur, on this young man. Looking forward to watching him apply his craft.
That was Ben Carter from AEW Dark a short while back. A standout from, we say the UK, but he's from Jersey. He's from the Channel Islands. It's a grey area. But we're talking about Ben Carter once again because he has been part of something that WWE has been trying to do for a little while now, and that is sign stars showcased on AEW. So this comes from Fightful, who say that WWE has reached out to several wrestlers who have featured on AEW Dark shows over the past few months. This mixes up some contracted stars, some unsigned stars, because as we know, AEW loves to showcase unsigned talent on this show. And some of that unsigned talent has been approached by WWE. It's almost seen as a tryout for WWE if you're on AEW Dark at the same time. Ben Carter impressed people within WWE so much so that they made him an offer that he simply couldn't refuse to join NXT UK. He is set to start with them very, very soon. Now, we don't quite know yet who else WWE has their eyes on, but don't be surprised if future stars from AEW Dark make their way over to WWE. In fact, there is one top indie star who may be about to join WWE, and that is Alex Zane. So, no confirmation of this, but we know that WWE has shown some interest in the GCW standout Alex Zane. He's also been featured on New Japan Pro Wrestling Television at MJPW Strong. He has also been featured on Warrior Wrestling and Black Label Pro as well. And he is working his final independent wrestling date this weekend, and it is being touted as such. And signs point to Alex Zane becoming a part of WWE. So whether it is via the independent circuit or via AEW Dark via the independent circuit, WWE seems to be once again starting to stack their roster.
Don't chase dreams. Hunt goals. Legends are born from what comes after.
Oh! Are you kidding me? That was a thing of beauty! Oh, wow!
On Saturday, November 7th, the time is now. All Elite Wrestling presents Full Gear.
Last night, AEW held a media call ahead of Full Gear this Saturday night. Cody spent an hour on the call on Thursday answering questions from the press. Some highlights here, thanks to Wrestling Observer. They say that Cody Rhodes has got his surname back. We talked about this on the news channel yesterday with Cody Rhodes officially getting the rights to use the surname Rhodes once again. He says he won't be using it on AEW television, but it's more to be used for third-party ventures, i.e. the Go Big show that he's recently been featured on and some of his acting gigs. He also reiterated he will never challenge for the AEW world title because stipulations matter. Those are his words. He put over how much the TNT title means to him as well. He says that it is the ace title of AEW and he's enjoying his time working and like putting in a shift with the AEW TV Championship. He said that Tony Khan reached out to Billy Corgan about making Serena Deeb and Allison Kay's match on the buy-in for the NWA Women's Championship. Quote, the bridges are down when it comes to bringing in new talent from the National Wrestling Alliance. He was asked about the lack of storyline behind Hikaru Shida and Nyla Rose's match on AEW Full Gear this weekend. Cody says he doesn't want people to expect big storylines from every match, and he hopes that people, regardless of the lack of build, will enjoy the match that these two have. He puts over the company's medical and concussion protocols. Chris Nowinski was actually meeting with the roster yesterday, and he'll be a part of Full Gear on Saturday in order to help work with them and their medical protocol. They're making some big changes to it. He says, while it's violence, he says it can't be so much that talent is injured. Quote, we do ourselves no favours by running a sloppy shop. He said the credit for the current format of AEW Dark is all down to Tony Khan. He says that indie talent is showcased there and the reason that people are investing in that show so much is because it has a different feel to the rest of AEW. Cody says he was genuinely pissed off about not being number one in the PWI 500. And he says, if wrestlers don't care about it, they clearly aren't successful. Also said that he and Tony Khan are on the same page when it comes down to treating legends as, quote, luminaries. He says he didn't like how Dusty Rhodes was treated towards the end of his career in WWE. And they feel like they should shine more of a spotlight on legends in wrestling. And he was asked about a rubber match against Nick Aldis. So Nick and Cody had a couple of cracking matches over the NWA Championship a while back. And he says, they will, whether or not they'll face each other a third time, he says he's very doubtful of that. He's happy about how the second match turned out, though. So just a few highlights from the media call held by Cody ahead of AEW Full Gear.
You think this is a game, John? You think this is a game? I'm going to destroy you Saturday. You understand that? On the 7th, I'm going to ruin you. And I'm going to take that championship. I'm going to hand it to my mother. And I'm gonna tell him, Ma, the reason why you don't have a grandchild is because of this. The reason why I didn't give you a daughter-in-law is because of this. Because this is all that matters in our sport. No other championship means that much. Only this championship, and you're holding it. So I gotta take you out. I had to sell out. I had to become everything I hated. It's too late for me, John. You ain't saving nobody. And I'm taking that championship from you.
I was so happy for you, man. I was so happy for you when you signed the contract. Shut up. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't care.
I'm trying to tell you what's going on.
I don't care.
I was so happy for you when you signed the contract.
You weren't happy.
I was happy for you. I was happy for your mother, whose dream it was. Yeah, your mother, Ruthie.
Don't you ever
whose kitchen table I sat at.
Don't you ever.
Who I said grace with. Who I made a promise to, that I would look after you, that I would always have your back, no matter what trouble you caused for yourself. I made that promise to her. And I guess I broke that promise, didn't I? See, I believe that the loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. And you've been real loud lately, Eddie. Why is that? That's not you. You're not weak. So what's going on up here? I think I know what it is. After 18 years, you finally get your shot this Saturday. You get your shot, the shot you never thought you would get. Deep down in your heart, you know. Deep down in your heart, you know you're gonna be in the ring with the AEW World Champion, the best wrestler on this planet right now.
and you're gonna lose. So it is a scary thought, I get it. Maybe after 18 years, it turns out you didn't deserve it after all. And the worst part of this, Eddie, the worst part of this, part of this that makes me sick, that puts my stomach in knots. You made a promise. You made a promise to your mother that you can't keep.
And all eyes are on All Elite Wrestling this Saturday for Full Gear. So let's take a look at how the card shapes up. Serena Deeb and Allison Kay will compete for the NWA Women's World Championship on the buy-in. We've seen Allison Kay very vocal about not getting that opportunity at the NWA Women's World title online. And there is some back and forth between her and Thunder Rosa in the lead up to this as well. So that will take place on the buy-in. Good to see the Women's World title represented. Orange Cassidy will face the sort of de facto leader of the Dark Order, John Silver, on the show tomorrow night as well. We'll see an Elite Deletion match between Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara. Cinematic wrestling done by the master of cinematic wrestling, Matt Hardy. Chris Jericho faces MJF tomorrow night, and if MJF wins, he joins the Inner Circle. TNT title on the line as Cody will defend the belt against Darby Allin. Ricky Starks and Brian Cage, no doubt, waiting in the wings somewhere on that one. We'll see FTR put the belt on the line against the Young Bucks. AEW World Tag Team Championships decided. And if the Bucks lose, they can never again challenge for the belts. As reported by Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, Matt Jackson is going into this match with a legitimate injury. He has a partially torn MCL and a thinning ACL. The injury was suffered during that Falls Count Anywhere match they had against The Butcher and The Blade back in July. And they play that injury into the build to this storyline, which is why we saw him get quote-unquote pilmanized the other week on AEW Dynamite. Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page set for an emotional match. The Eliminator Tournament final, with the winner getting a shot at the AEW World Championship. Shida and Nyla Rose, as we talked about, the Women's World Championship on the line between those two. And in the main event, the AEW World title is on the line in an I Quit match as Jon Moxley defends against Eddie Kingston. The Cultaholic predictions for AEW Full Gear are on the YouTube channel right now. They went up this morning. And you can check us out on Sunday for AEW Full Gear Graded and the AEWTF moments from Full Gear. Plus live reactions, of course. This time from Jack and Owen. They're going to be watching AEW Full Gear live at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. Ring the bell! WWE held a town hall meeting for employees on Thursday to reveal some new protocol and new policies. Now, the biggest thing that came from this meeting was the company instituting a flexible work policy going forward. So that means that depending on the jobs of the employees, they can choose to work from the office or work from home. There's no requirement to be full-time in the office anymore. Now, the office is also going to be moving soon. They're planning to go ahead with the new headquarters in Stamford that was delayed as a result of the pandemic. And they're going to be moving to a much bigger environment in Stamford. This has been talked about before, but it looks like it's still going ahead. Mostly a positive meeting, we understand. Everybody seems quite happy. The fact that they're a bit more relaxed about people being in the office, that's good. So maybe let's talk about some treatment of the independent contractors. Let's do that as well. Enway have announced they are releasing a brand new WWE mobile game. WWE Undefeated is going to feature, according to the press release, real-time head-to-head competition and will be out on Thursday, December the 3rd. You'll be able to play as superstars and legends of WWE, and it will blend over-the-top action with real-time strategy gameplay. Quick session matches are designed for mobile devices set against exotic backdrops from around the world. They're very intrigued. You can pre-register to unlock special rewards at WWEUndefeated.com. And MLW gets underway on November the 18th. The restart is coming. And now we know a former WWE star is going to be challenging for the top title of MLW, as Davey Boy Smith Jr. will face Jacob Fatu for the MLW heavyweight title. It's a match that's been a long time in the making. The winner of the Opera Cup last year, Davey Boy Smith Jr., set to challenge Jacob Fatu. Should be a good match, that one. MLW returning Wednesday night, November the 18th. The premiere of Fusion on Fubo Sports and on YouTube. You can watch nationwide via beIN Sport on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. Eastern time. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, as we said a moment ago, you can check out the predictions for AEW Full Gear 2020. Also, live reactions from Jack and Owen, and we'll have what happened at Full Gear graded and the WTF moments along afterwards as well. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this weekend, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, episode 99. Justin Henry and myself have been talking for 99 weeks. I don't know how that happened, but we'll talk about Monday Night Raw from 1995 on the podcast feed tomorrow night. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic tomorrow night. It is Matthew Gregg on the Twitch channel. Matthew started Twitch streaming with us a couple of weeks back, and seems like he's having a good time doing it. Join Matthew from 6 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time to see what he'll be playing this week and get involved and try and distract him in the chat. It's always fun when you do that. On behalf of myself and all of us here at Cultaholic, I'd like to say a massive thank you. We celebrated our third birthday this week. Cultaholic now 3 years old. We simply could not do it without you. So on behalf of myself and of the shareholders of Adam, Sam, Ross and Jack, on behalf of our incredible team of writers, of editors, of producers, I would love to say thank you, and I shall. So thank you for being a part of what has been an incredible 3 years. Here's to many more. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.